Pisces sun signs and Pisces rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Taroscope for March 2019. And Pisces, the card that I drew for you this month is the World reversed. Now let's take a moment to consider where you've been. In February, your card was the Ten of Wands. This was invigorated fire energy. It was the energy of passion projects. It was the energy of also being able to feel your force in the world and to know how you wanted to bring that forward. You're not always a sign that we associate with force in the traditional sense, but February was really about tapping back into the center of impulsivity, of libido, of creative projects, of everything that kind of ignites your spirit from the internal channel up. So here you are entering March with the ultimate card in the major arcana. And this is a card whose energy I always liken to basically like an apartment walkthrough. When you have decided that you're moving, you're leaving a particular situation, and you've cleaned out a space, and you have that final moment where you go back through the space and you look at the emptiness and you really honor and feel into this phase of your life coming to a close. Now, the concept of closure isn't necessarily always one that's close to your heart. You are a sign whose energy is really connected to boundarylessness, to no clear endings and beginnings, to the sense that every ending is also a beginning on this complex spiral of existence. So the World reverse is a sweet, sweet reminder to honor and cherish anything that is closing out in your life, and to not find any cause for remorse or kind of a funereal feeling to this, to really feel into that energy of an apartment walkthrough or any moment in your life where you've known really without hesitation that something is just ready to recede in that rearview mirror for you. This is also a card that's ruled by the energy of Saturn. And the energy of Saturn is, in some ways, we think of it as perhaps antithetical to your sign's energy, because you really always are about expansion and fusion and this sense of an infinite. And Saturn comes in, and sometimes it feels like it might be creating a wall. But this is really an energy for you this month that's about working within limitation to find liberation. So it's almost the example of a haiku poem, or something where you've been given constraints on a project, and the constraint or the perceived constraint is actually what liberates the highest degree of creative force. So it's really a gorgeous month for you to think about the fact that there's nothing really fully ending. There's no cause for feeling like you have to split off from something or, you know, completely purge something from your system, that it's being integrated and assimilated on a different level, as much as it's changing form, but that you're also really ready to work with that kind of sense of a slight barrier or a slight construction of a wall in your existence, and have that be a force of liberation. So anytime this month that you come up against something that feels like a barrier or a boundary, I want you to basically dance at the edge of that wall. If there's a shape that's creating in your life that feels like constriction, use that shape to figure out how you can creatively move within the space of what feels like constraint. And that this can be an enormous kind of leveling up for you in terms of how you bring your energy forward without feeling like you're constantly drained by not knowing kind of the edges of things. So it's an incredible month for you to be working with the edges to find creative liberation, Pisces. And I wish you a gorgeous March, and I will speak with you in April.